Good evening, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon broadcast. For those of you following Q at home, you can find Q posts on a number of websites, including qmap.pub and qanon.pub. If you have an Android device and you would like to get Q updates, you can find Q drops and Q alerts in the Play Store. My theme for this broadcast is Night Crawl Active. Sometimes Q allows us to be flies on the wall. Without compromising operational security, we're allowed to observe from a limited perspective the operations that are happening around the globe in the takedown of corruption. Q said, "You were chosen for a reason. You are being provided the highest level of intel to ever be dropped publicly in the history of the world." So these drops that we get from Q with these photos, many of them are real-time images that are relevant to operations that are going on around the world. As observers rather than participants, our questions about what we're watching are generally not answered. Q does like to give confirmation and answer questions on a lot of posts, but on these posts that we get, typically Q doesn't really give a whole lot of feedback because Q is just trying to give us kind of an inside look at what's going on with these operations without compromising operational security. So we watch as these operators receive their instructions from headquarters and carry out their missions. A lot of the text that Q posts with these images, I think those are operational commands of what my understanding is. With that in mind, Q posted a series of images overnight that give us a glimpse into another operation. Like past operations, this one apparently took place in China. It's the first post. And I looked at the file names for these images, didn't see anything that I could discern as a code. It is good when Q posts images to look at the file name. Sometimes there's a hint in the file name as to the relevance of the images, but not this time. I don't really see anything. We just have kind of a faraway view of city lights, and the text below says sequence complete, targets known, track 7B-DSQ. I don't know if DS is an indicator of deep state. Could be. Who knows? One of the Anons noted that Q posted without a trip code. So let's go back to this. And that is correct. Up here we have Anonymous. We don't have Q's trip code. So this Anon said, "Hey, QAnon, are you being Anon Q?" The next post from Q did have a trip code. And it is more images from this city, urban area. The text that Q gave us is RT, typically means real time. So these images are taken from surveillance cameras and being displayed in real time. Night crawl, active, in brackets, we have the number 3 and then Q. Night crawl, active. So they're doing some kind of nighttime operation. And number 3 in brackets, are there 3 targets that they're looking for? I don't know. We don't know. We're not going to get confirmation, more than likely. I mean, Q could at some point go back and give us confirmation. This is a close-up of one of the images Q posted. And so, naturally, to me, I would wonder, are the targets in this frame, are the people that this operation involves, are that we looking at them? Are there cars parked up front? Hard to say. Don't really know. All right, this is a third set of pictures that Q posted. Pull all views, plus or minus, and then in brackets we have 10. Scan P-P100Z, narrow plus wide Q. I would interpret that as maybe in order to pull all images of the surveillance, plus or minus 10 minutes, 10 hours, I'm not sure. Scan them for people using both wide and narrow field of view. I didn't see anything in the file names that is interesting, just sort of a randomly generated series of numbers. This is a close-up image. You can see this is a city street in Chongqing, China, by the way. We know that because the next image is this one. And again, just kind of a random letter number combination in the file name. Stop track, register all data pulls to location. Standby, queue. So stop tracking, maybe. Register or log all of your data that you've pulled and tag it with this location, perhaps. And then queue says either they're going into standby or other people are standing by. This image gives us a clue about where this is located. I did a little research and I found this website. It is a promotional page for a shopping district in downtown Chongqing, China, a city that Q has referred to many times previously with images that we don't get a lot of information about. So if you notice this red vertical advertising display, there's a clock at the top. And on the left-hand side, there's a couple of numbers. There are characters in Chinese. I compared the image that Q posted on the right, had those vertical characters here, and then there's vertical characters here at the top of this clock. So I believe we're looking at the same clock, just a slightly different view. So I think we have confirmation that it is, again, Chongqing, which Q has had a lot to say about that city. Kind of cryptic, most of the posts so far. We don't have a whole lot of information. It was announced by the White House today that the president will sign the budget proposed by Congress to avoid a government shutdown. And it was also announced that the president will declare a national emergency to build the southern border wall. That fact has had a lot of people scratching their heads, but not for those of us who have been following Q. Q posted this. There's a link to that article about the national emergency. Q wrote Anand's new last March, do you believe in coincidences? At what point is it mathematically impossible? Winning bigly is the hashtag Q. Graphic on the left-hand side is the Army Corps of Engineers Red Castle, Green Castle decode that we kind of guessed at last March, and it turned out to be a good decode. And Anand posted winning bigly and how Pepe meme. Q responded, credit to Anand who deciphered the Red Castle, Green Castle. Why must we communicate this way? National security laws. Telling us plainly the plans of the president would be against the law if it dealt with issues of national security. But Q provides clues that allow us to paint the picture for ourselves, and that is not illegal. Q wrote this back in November 1st of 2017. Think about it logically. The only way is the military, fully controlled, biggest advance drop on poll. One of the Anons responded to Q, got eyes on someone in China earlier today. Thanks, Q, for all you and your people are doing to unite our world. We owe you more than you know. And Q responded to that, we only go public when we want the target to know. Q. So when we get these inside glimpses at operations that Q and the team are doing, they're putting this out publicly, so they want the targets to know, hey, the whole world is watching what's going on. A bit of trolling. All right, one of the Anons said, so do tell, what was their reaction like when they realized? Another Anon said, this movie is just about to get good. Make them squirm and make mistakes. Behind you 100%. This Anon said, then hit that target and get those placeholders filling. And then another Anon said, I hope you've been targeting the shills. It's ShillCon 1 in here. Q then posted a graphic which shows all the people that have been fired from the FBI and a few from the Department of Justice. Q said memes are important. Mod attached regarding FBI only. Last drop regarding being fired. If nothing criminal, i.e. treason against the duly elected president, occurred, why then did a majority of senior FBI leadership get fired and removed? What do they all have in common? Clinton connection. DOJ later. Two departures imminent. Q. I think one departure we know about is Rod Rosenstein. I don't know who the other departure is at this point. And this is a meme that Q put out there. And I've used it with a hashtag, but nothing is happening. Jordan Sather tweeted this out yesterday. I just did a Skype interview about Q with the Washington Post. I gave it the best I could for you Patriots and the Q team. We'll see how the main head of the mainstream media beast tries to spin this. Regardless, the truth always shines dark to light. Here's to the Great Awakening. One of the Anons asked Q, hey, is Sather talking to WAPO a good thing? Q responded with this. More importantly, why is the Washington Post leading the attack versus Q? Well, we know that's because Washington Post is the propaganda outlet for the CIA. Who owns the Washington Post? That'd be Jeff Bezos. Who funds Amazon? That'd be the CIA. Who targeted NSA regarding surveillance and exposed prevent regarding Uranium One in Iran? So Q has suggested that the CIA targeted the NSA to discredit them prior to the disclosure about the Uranium One deal and sending uranium covertly to Iran to help them build their weapons program. And Q asks, why are we attacked daily by the largest news companies in the world? Use caution, high follower count targeting to direct deep in narrative mob is a method to remove Q. There is a typo here. Q in this third to the last line from the bottom, it should have been in, not on, and then Q posted a couple of typo correction posts. Not a big deal. A lot of people feel that William Barr was a bad choice for Attorney General. I think President Trump is slightly more qualified to know who is or isn't the best person for the job. Justice Department tweet, welcome back to the Department of Justice. Barr was Attorney General under President Bush. All right, so Q posted a link to that DOJ status and then said this, effective today, Mueller reports to Barr. In brackets, we have coming weeks, Q. Barr has been activated. All right. And Anon noticed that the national emergency became official at 3:14 today. This is a recording in Congress, and they were announcing that this bill had been voted on. And evidently, it happened at 3:14 yesterday. Coincidentally, 3:14 was the time on this watch that Q posted when Q said, follow the watch. All right. So that was posted by to run the race. Q reposted a link to that and said, how is that possible on the same day that Barr is confirmed? What a coincidence. Define the word plan. Define the word plan. Well, Q has told us many times that this whole operation is an example of military planning at its finest. Red Pill 78 and Conservative Karen tweeted out a headline, it's actually a screenshot, about President Trump calling for a Great Awakening. All right, this was actually from the president's national defense speech back in December of 2017, not long after Q started his mission. The president called for a great reawakening in that speech. And Q, of course, has used Great Awakening as one of his first signatures. And Q wrote, what a coincidence. Return publicly, pace picking up, Q. So the pace picking up with Q's post, I think, is a good indicator that we're about to get rolling on prosecution and more exposure of the crimes of the deep state. All right. Q posted a link to an interview that Tucker Carlson had about some comments made by Andrew McCabe in his new book and also in an interview he did with 60 Minutes, where there was a discussion of using the 25th Amendment to potentially remove Trump from office. And Q said, truth push Q. So the truth is being pushed about this, what looks like it was a coup by the deep state to try to overthrow Trump. You can listen to that interview. It's actually pretty good. Tucker usually does a pretty decent job. All right. Last night, Q posted the Punisher logo. We haven't seen the Punisher in a while. I think the Punisher logo is appropriate since we had a changing of the guard at the Department of Justice last night. For those of you who are not too in the loop on the Punisher logo, the skull, there's an article here on a website called taskandpurpose.com, Bone Deep, the Relationship Between the Punisher and the Military. It's a good article. You might want to read it. Just check it out. Q posted this, No Mercy, No Bargaining, A Traitor's Justice, P-A-I-N, Pain, Q. All right. Then Q posted this, A Traitor's Justice, Phase 3, Panic in D.C., Rats Everywhere. For those who decide to save the taxpayers some money, there is no escaping God, Q. This Anon asked, is it time for Suicide Weekend? Possible. Q then posted this, Chatter, Bill and Hillary's public health will begin to rapidly deteriorate, Q. I don't want to talk too much about that, other than to say people have been having some very interesting dreams having to do with that. If you are interested in what God is saying through dreams, confirmation. Q posted back here, phase three. So on the day that William Barr was confirmed as a new attorney general, Q posts phase three. We've seen phase two previously. This was a post from almost a year ago, February 21st of 2018, Q said, stay tuned, everything has meaning or purpose. At Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, getting nervous, phase two in brackets. So at some point, we obviously transitioned into phase three of Q and the president's operation, which Q has said previously, the next phase will bring justice, Q plus. All right. Q posted this, be alert the next 10 days, false flag attempts may be carried out in an attempt to change the narrative because of negative optics with what is going on. High possibility of multiple day coverage event, forcing a pause on the news, see something, say something, Q. An Anon responded, I don't think anyone's surprised, got to be the bottom of the pit to harm another human being the way they do, hang them high. Q posted a link to an article was announcing that the Senate had passed a bill making lynching a federal crime. Q responded, in the past, what was a punishment regarding a traitor? Coincidence, Q. And Anon realized that Andrew McCabe's story about plotting to remove the president from office that was discussed in that interview with Tucker Carlson last night was connected to a prior post by Q about a secret meeting that was held the night of the election. So this is a quote from that post. Why hours after the election did seven people travel to an undisclosed location to hold a very private and highly secured guarded meeting? And then Anon said the Anons knew beforehand, before McCabe made this revelation about that meeting, we have been tipped off because Q has been telling us about it. All right, that was from November 14th, 2017. Q posted this morning, looks like around 3:37. You have more than you know, it's all here, future proofs past, Q. Then at a little bit after 4 o'clock in the morning, Q posted this, going back to that unauthorized missile launch near Whidbey Island back on June 10th of last year. Remember the cover story for this, it was supposedly a helicopter. Coincidence regarding Air Force One, regarding CA, Canada, route to North Korea. Bigger than the 25th Amendment attempt to remove. The depth of this is very serious, Q. So, for those of you who don't remember or maybe weren't around on that, the president had been traveling from Canada to Singapore to meet with Kim Jong-un. That was on the 9th of June. The missile was fired on the 10th. So the president was already in Singapore when the missile was fired. Q suggested in August, and I'll just read this post to you, how do you prevent the public release of incriminating acts that would forever strip their power away? How do you bind the hands of POTUS? Two-pronged situation. Number one, test the strength of midterms through private analysis, win-loss ratio. If the analysis is below a key metric without a chance for recovery, you go to the second option, which is start a war. Think missile accidentally fired against who. Relationships are very important. The sharing of information is very important. So I think Q has suggested, reading past drops, that they had intelligence that this missile was potentially going to be fired. They alerted probably our partners in China and other countries that there may be a missile launch. The United States was able to take care of that missile, that it didn't cause an international problem. I think the goal was to have a war. And Q is illustrating that this is a very serious situation. If the deep state would go to the lengths of launching a missile to start a war, to prevent the public release of incriminating information against them, that is pretty serious. We got this post. Wife of burned amputee veteran here. We are ready. We are with you. We will continue to fight. Godspeed. Q plus plus plus. Q responded, your husband answered the call as a brave and selfless patriot. We are forever grateful for his service and sacrifice to this country. May God bless you and your family. Honor and respect. Q. So Q takes us back to that previous drop again from November. Why hours after the election did seven people travel to an undisclosed location to hold a very private and highly secured, guarded meeting? Then Q writes today, think McCabe, number two. Q has referred to Andrew McCabe, second in command at the FBI when he was working there. Think about the McCabe interview regarding the meeting regarding the 25th Amendment. Think about Rod Rosenstein wearing a wire regarding the attempt to entrap the president in the 25th Amendment. Two people accounted for. The identities of the remaining ones are coming. Note, border open, context in the same drop. The border has more importance than what is publicly disclosed. The Q has been telling us for quite a while that this issue with securing the southern border is much goes much deeper than a lot of people realize. And those seven people who met that night, I think two of them then would be Rosenstein and McCabe. And it looks like we're going to learn about the other five in the future. Mike Goodwin wrote a pretty good article that reviews the coup attempt by the deep state to oust President Trump. And he anticipates the job that William Barr is going to have in exposing that corruption. Q posted a link to that article. Dark to light, the orders came from the highest office in the land, Q. So Q has been telling us for a while that really Obama was the one calling the shots on this. An account on Twitter named Seven Flamingos noticed that this morning, U.S. Army account posted an image about the THAAD. It's an anti-missile defense system. And that Q had posted about that missile launch on Whidbey and said, is that a coincidence? This is the Army post. Who knows what this is? Here's a hint. Its abbreviation is THAAD. All right, so Q posted the link, and I think we're getting a suggestion that maybe it's not a coincidence. I suspect that this is maybe a post to let bad actors know that they are prepared for anything that they try to do, and don't try anything stupid. And Anon posted this, yes, the F-15 plane pic Q posted February 15th. Q reposted the image, F-15 national emergency today, February 15th, Q. Right, so did Q foretell Trump declaring the national emergency and making that effective on February 15th, F-15? Possibly. Just want to say this, a national emergency that the president has declared does not mean we are not safe. Patriots are in control. We are winning, and the military has things under control. Nothing to worry about. The next post from Q is about Ruth Bader Ginsburg and the report that she returned to the Supreme Court today after an extended illness. Q posted his previous drop about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, this long post over here. And Q said, be prepared for more fake news disinfo claiming that we stated death. Read carefully, F-15, Q. All right, so I'm not sure what the F-15, maybe it's February 15, has a dual meaning, and maybe it has something to do with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I don't know. But this Anon said this post was because the Anons have constantly been pushing for proof of life, and many assumed that she was dead, and the deep state was trying to hide this fact to prevent another Supreme Court appointment for the president. Now that we see Ruth Bader Ginsburg is alive, mainstream media is going to accuse Q of being a LARP, saying that she was dead. Now we see that she's not. This is proof Q is a fake conspiracy theorist. Q never said she was dead. Anons did. Ruth Bader Ginsburg being alive does not disprove Q. That is a pretty good summary. And this is the original post that Q had about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and Q reposted that. It is interesting that Q said we should look out for false flags. I don't know that this is a false flag operation, but the multiple people have been shot in what police were calling an active shooter situation in Aurora, Illinois this afternoon. That is all I have for this update. So be encouraged, patriots. Keep us in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing this on social media. That is all I have for you on this update. This is Praying Medic signing off. I will catch you on the next broadcast.